السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters listening at the madrasa and over the receivers, once again this majlis of zikrullah, it is to develop in our hearts the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When that muhabbat will come, then it will be that steam which will move this engine of ours. I mentioned this many times and I explained it many times, that when we had steam engines moving the coaches up and down the country, so they used to have at different places bunkers, or where they used to take on wood and coal to burn the fire in the engine to create that steam. They used to boil the water, so it creates the steam, and that steam used to move the engines. The more the steam, the faster the train used to move. We still have some places these steam engines, and in many countries they still operate. But if they had to pull along 20 coaches, 30 coaches, then they required those engines which could develop and build up great amount of steam, because they had to move all those coaches. So the engine will move, then the coaches will follow. But that steam was required to move that engine. If there was no steam, then the engine will be useless. It can be a brand new engine just arrived from Germany, but it will remain on the tracks and it will not move even one inch because there is no steam in it. As far as the coaches are concerned, sometimes the people used to push it a little if they just wanted to move it from this track to that track. So they move a little and they stop, then again they push it, they move a little and they stop. That's how the coaches, they used to move them a little. But once they are attached to that steam engine and the engine is switched on, then the more the steam in that engine, that is the power with which those coaches will also move. The engine will move, the coaches will move. So this steam of muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is something that is a reality. Just as we believe in this steam that moves those engines, in the same way, there is the steam of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When that comes into hearts, then it moves this engine in the right direction and with speed. Because if you don't have the steam of the true love of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then sometimes those coaches can go completely off track, the engine itself. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat is just as farz as namaz is farz. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's muhabbat is just as farz as roza zakat is farz. If we don't have this muhabbat, if we don't have this azmat, then we will not be able to move in the right direction. So the purpose of this majlis of zikr is that much, to develop that steam of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But those engines are not going to move in the masjid. The engines are not to be moving in the masjid. They will move on the tracks. and they will show their real power on those rail tracks. So that again I've explained many times that this masjid programs are just for development or to create that love, to create that interest. But as far as the actions are concerned, that testing is concerned, it's not going to be in the masjid. The repair is done in the masjid, but the testing is going to be in the business houses, within the homes, in the marketplaces, in the universities, in the colleges, in the schools, in the aeroplanes, at the stations, at the airports. Now, this is where it is going to be tested, whether we really have developed enough steam or not. This is where it is going to be tested. If the person hasn't developed enough steam, then he will not be able to move when it comes to the airports, when it comes to the aeroplanes, when it comes to the bazaars and marketplaces, when he will be tempted. When he will be tempted. And the temptation is not only women, there are many, many other kinds of temptations that will come in the heart. So now when this person will be tempted, sometime by wealth, sometime by women, sometimes by degrees and qualifications, sometimes by his position in society, sometimes by the authority that the person holds in the government, there's a test also there too. Sometimes if the person is in the cabinet, if he's a member of parliament, or if he's a government, if he's a king and the ruler of a country who has military might and power at his beck and call. Now all these temptations, there are different kinds of temptations will come. Just look at how people behave just to hold on to power. What is happening across our borders? Just to hold on to power, you can destroy thousands of lives, homes, properties, loot, plunder, rape, do anything, but as long as you hold on to power. These are lessons for us, that all these are temptations, that the person is prepared to take the curses and the swearing of the entire communities and international world, but the person does not let go. He wants that seat. So temptations will come from all sides. And that is where the test of iman will be. For the believing person, the person who has developed that steam of muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it will be easy under all conditions. And even if there is some test and trial, but since his intention is to obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala Himself will give the person the himmat. This morning also I mentioned in the Tarbiyah lesson there that there is no question of anything being impossible, and I discussed it in Monday night majlis also, that if anybody says that it is impossible to practice on deen and sharia in the 21st century, so then that person is bordering on kufr. It means that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is so unjust, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is so unfair, that he has made things compulsory which a person will not be able to follow. Now that will be injustice, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala cannot be unjust. So things can become a little difficult, that we are not denying. Things can become a little difficult. But something coming a bit difficult does not mean that it is impossible to practice upon it. And as I mentioned, that most of our sins are those difficulties. Our sins make it difficult. In our homes, nobody tells us that we must have a TV, we must have movies, we must have all that type of haram that is flooding our homes, the literature, the newspapers, the magazines, and everything which is bringing in so much of haram. Now, nobody is saying that we must have it. If we haven't got that degree of taqwa, then we should even avoid reading those newspapers, because we know that most of it today is nothing but trash. But for business reasons, for world news, or for some other reasons, even if a person has to read it, then read only those articles which are essential and tear up the balance, throw it away. People are distributing free now. So does it mean because it is free, so therefore we must leave it freely displayed in our homes? Even those newspapers which are being promoted by our Muslim organizations, but they are published not by Muslims, or they have got lots of pictures of film actors and actresses and so many other things. Because they distribute it free, they put it on our windscreens and they put it in our post boxes. So does it mean then we must leave it in our homes also just like that? Read whatever is essential, tear it up, throw it away. But wherever we go, we find that those pictures are just openly displayed. So how can then rahmat and noor and barakat come? So we have to be cautious of what we say. If it is difficult, who made it difficult? If a person is watching, as I mentioned, Monday night till 2 o'clock in the morning, he's watching all the sites on the internet and he says he's doing research. And most of the time it's haram sites that young person is watching. And then he says he can't get up for Fajr Salat. So who made it difficult? If he had gone to sleep after Isha, what a long night it is now. Same in our business houses, in our lifestyles, there are lots of things that we have introduced and made things difficult. If we had lowered our standards, we would not have had to go to the banks and borrow to make those lavish weddings and lavish walimas and lavish feasting and lavish parties. One party, one feast, one walima and one wedding attendance is costing some families thousands of rands. Very recently a person said that he had to travel down to Johannesburg. This we hear many times, but this is again recently. The person had to travel to Johannesburg because one of his nephews, nieces, somebody was getting married. Now the whole family had to go. So he said just the clothing cost ran into thousands of rands, because everyone had 5 children, of course. So now everyone had to be bought new clothes, new shoes, then the travel expenses. Now that person's earning is very limited and the expenditure is unlimited. So who made life difficult? Was it compulsory? What is farz? Say no, the family will get annoyed and angry. So if they will get annoyed and angry, then go in the same clothes that you wear. Will they chase you out from there? Let your clothes be neat, clean, decent, the same clothes you can wash and wear. Does it say in any kitab that you must buy new clothes for every wedding, for every walima, for every occasion? So we make life difficult. Otherwise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not make life difficult. So even a little bit of test, a trial that would come, Allah Ta'ala will give the himmat and courage to overcome it. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. But the same issue again, that what will people say, people say, people say. This people say thing is ruining the lives of so many people. It's ruining the life of so many people. Because then they have to borrow from the banks, they have to take on interest, then they get involved in gambling, then they try all other kinds of tricks, then there's stealing, then there's crime, everything takes place after that, because that poor person that is working in some business house and is just getting a few thousand rands or very little salary, but now the demand of the wife and the children is so much that what else is he going to do if he's not going to steal from the shop? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all hidayat, may he give us an understanding. So to develop that steam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam muhabbat, we have this majlis of zikr. Otherwise it is not the end, that is not the whole of life. It is so that we may practice on all teachings of deen in different fields of life.
لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن.
You've heard this many times, but that same wood and coal is used many times. Or throughout the life of that engine, they use that same kind of coal and the same food. They don't bring something new. So we have to listen to the same Quran Sharif, the same ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the same incidents of the life of the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the awliya-i kiram, the mashayikh, and the same ash'ar of Islam we listen to repeatedly. Then it will light up, that fire will burn. And our engines will inshallah then move. Alhamdulillah, lots of engines started moving. May Allah Ta'ala give us enough steam so that in every department of our life we may be able to move according to the Quran and Sunnah.
لَزَّتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَا هِ چَمَن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لَزَّتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَا هِ چَمَن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن.
In taking the name of Allah تبارک و تعالی, there's enjoyment. Now we say, what kind of enjoyment is that? So the person who is blind, if you talk to him about beautiful colors, he will say, I don't see any color besides black, darkness, because he doesn't have sight. So the person has to have sight to be able to see the different colors, blue, red, green. You take the person, blind person, to the bagh and to the garden and to the chaman, and then you say, look at all the beautiful flowers here. What will that person be able to appreciate? Therefore, we must appreciate this ni'mat of sight. It is a great ni'mat, a great bounty. Ask those people who are blind, what a great ni'mat sight is. But whatever we have, which Allah Ta'ala has given to us with His fazal and ihsan, we don't show appreciation. Any ni'mat, when it goes, then that's the time we start complaining. Load shedding has made us appreciate what light is. When water taps are closed, then that's the time we realize what water is on tap and what difficulty people experience when they have to go far and fetch water on and carry those big cans on their heads and then walk for miles and kilometers sometimes. Then we appreciate. So لَذَّتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَا هِ چَمَن. If we really want gardens in our heart, if we want that sweetness of Iman in our heart, if we want to get that azmat of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts, then it is in the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The more we will take Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's name, the more His azmat will come, the more His muhabbat will come. And for many, many people, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala actually causes the saliva to turn sweet when they make zikr with muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, and their hearts are also purified. But even if the person does not get literal sweetness, but that sweetness and enjoyment that is in zikrullah, only those people can realize, or those people understand who have experienced it. There are many things that we experience, but we can't put it into words. So like that, those who are Allah walas, we are not of that caliber, not of that category, that's why we don't understand all these things. But those who are the true Allah walas, Allah Ta'ala has given them a heart which is filled with His muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they are normal human beings amongst us. It is not that they will be flying in the air, then you say that's an Allah wala. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, 10 years a person stayed with him, and he said, now I'm leaving you because I didn't see you perform any kind of karamat. So he said, did you see me doing anything against Quran and Sunnah, anything against the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for 10 years? He said, no. So he said, what bigger karamat you want? What bigger karamat you want? The 10 years you never saw me doing anything against the Sunnah, and you looking for karamat. So what karamat is only if you fly in the air? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives it in the heart, therefore He gives it in the heart. He doesn't send it down from the skies into the hands of everybody. If He was doing that, then everybody will become Allah wala. Then where is the test? I can't help but repeat Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah's beautiful, beautiful experience, which he's trying to put it into words. It shows that he had some experience which he can't put it into words. Therefore he mentions it. There are many a times we have to look at the words and it will tell us very clearly that this person had some kind of enjoyment and experience. Now he says, when the fragrance of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes into the heart of Jalaluddin, then at that time the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to put a description on that experience and that kayfiyat. Now what kind of an experience that must be, where the vocab of the world fails. That is what we're talking about. لَذَّتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَا هِ چَمَن. مانا کہ میر گلشن جنت تو دور ہے, عارف ہے مگر دل میں خالق جنت لیے ہوئے.
لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا, پا گیا وہ بہار وطن.
غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. When a person is negligent, when he's showing indifference, when all the ayat of the Quran Sharif that he has heard and all the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam which he heard and the hours and hours and hours of bayans that he has heard and all the literature that he has read, but it does not remove his negligence and indifference, so then that is dashto dhamma. That is like that heap, rubbish heap that we talk about. Nobody wants to live near a rubbish dump. If we're passing a rubbish dump, also we hold our nostrils, noses and walk fast or drive past very, very fast, because we say we can't take the stench. So that is what happened. In sins there's a stench. We don't realize it because we are living in that stench all the time. The person who is working in an area where there is nothing but stench and smell and filth, then that person, his nostrils become immune. If you have to take that person from there and take him to a shop where they sell perfume, then he will collapse, because he will say, now this smell is terrible. He will collapse there in a perfume shop because he lived in that stench. And the person who lives in a perfume shop all the time, in the itar shop all the time, is inhaling the beautiful, beautiful fragrances, and that person's nostrils cannot take the stench. So in sins, in every sin that we commit, there's a stench. The angels run far. Why does it say that when the person speaks lies, the angels run miles away? Now there must be some stench in there. Why do they run away? The filthy odor coming out from the mouths of a person. Now the Hadith Sharif, if it has mentioned onions and garlic, so it does it raw. If a person eats, then after that he mustn't come to the masjid just like that. He must brush his teeth. So what about those people who smoke and just walk into the masjid? Even if they gargle their mouth, the stench hasn't gone. So the angels run far away from such people. So there's a stench in our sins. When we cast evil glance, there's a stench. When we speak lies, there's a stench. Person commits adultery, there's a stench. The angels, they experience this. And sometimes the stench is so bad that even the iman leaves the person. When a person is committing adultery, one of the explanations of the Hadith Sharif, La yazni zani hina yazni wa huwa mu'min, is that the iman actually goes above the person, leaves his body and stays above when he's committing zina. Now what kind of stench must be in that sin that the iman also doesn't remain inside there? So ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht wa daman. We can make lot of zikrullah, lot of tasbihat. We can do lot of deen work and activities, and we can go and sit in khanqas by the mashayikh, and we can sit in talim and tabligh, and we can go to the madaris and masajid. But if we do not give up these sins, then we will not get the fragrance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's muhabbat coming into our hearts. That stench will remain there all the time. There are many, many people who are making changes in their lives through the tabligh of jamaat, through the khanqas, through the masajid and madaris and everywhere. But some of them have made the changes in their 50th year, and some in the 60th year, and some in the 80th year. And some made it a little earlier. Now, although they made these changes, then they don't look back how much of people's inheritance money we have digested. Now it must be returned. How much of wealth came into our wealth which was haram. Now it has to be returned, for the people must be paid back what is owed to them. How much of zakat we did not pay. Now we started changing our life at the age of 40, but we were owning tons and tons of money long before the age of 40. What about the zakat for all the years that went by? So the change starts coming. So in what does the change come? It comes in our namaz, that we start making namaz 5 times a day. And we make our zahir right, our zahir, which is a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that the person put his outward right. But that is where we stop after that. We take it for granted that being a 5-time namazi and my zahir is according to Sharia, so therefore Allah Ta'ala is very pleased with me now and I am the perfect Muslim on this earth. He is not going to look back what has to be paid back and what has to be returned. He doesn't have the himmat. I know of people who were taking interest, 20%, 25% interest they were charging. And then along the lines, after many years, they change their life. Now they say, Alhamdulillah, I gave up interest taking. Alhamdulillah, you gave up interest taking, but all these properties that you built up with all that interest money that you took, what about all that? Don't you have to return that to the people? They say, one Allah wala saw shaitan sitting, tearing, crying. Very huge building was there and he's sitting and crying. So he asked him, why are you crying? He said, you see this big building here? I am the one who taught him all the tricks, how to wheel and deal and swindle and gamble and take interest. All that kind of money he took, and when he put up the building, he put Haza min Fadli Rabbi. Now he's attributing it to the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. And I'm the one that taught him all the tricks. So that interest has to be returned. It is Islah. Islah is not just outward coming right. I've mentioned that many, many times, and I will go on repeating, that it does not take more than 5 minutes to put our outward right. Doesn't take more than 5 minutes. If a person has got a kurta, so he puts on the kurta, or he buys one kurta and wears it. He puts his pants above the ankle. His beard, if he was shaving, then he makes his niyat, from today onwards I'm not going to shave. And those whose beard does not grow, then finish, no problem. They don't even have to wait for it to grow one fist length. Finish, outward is ready. How long it took to put the outward right? The lady puts on one cloak, one scarf, and sometimes hijab, niqab. And nowadays, so easy to purchase these cloaks and niqabs. So her outward came right. In 2 minutes, the outward is right. So to put the outward right is very simple and easy. But to build up inside, to bring that noor of taqwa in the heart, to develop that steam of Allah Ta'ala's love and muhabbat, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam muhabbat, so that the person restrains himself from haram and does everything that Allah Ta'ala has ordered. That may take years. Lazzat-e zikr-e naam-e khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. Aapke naam par jisne hijrat kiya, pa gaya wo bahare watan. Aapke naam par jisne hijrat kiya, pa gaya wo bahare watan. E zaruri gunahon ko bhi chhod de, e zaruri gunahon ko bhi chhod de, اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن. اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے, اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن. اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے, just leaving the country, going to another country, leaving one town, going to another town, leaving one city and going to another city, and think that I made ہجرت. Al-Muhajir man hajara ma nahallahu an. Who is that Muhajir? Whatever Allah Ta'ala has made haram, what Allah has prohibited, what Allah has declared as prohibited, then to give up that, to make hijrat from that. So, he zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. Then that person's hijrat will be real hijrat. Now we are prepared to give up so many different kinds of food for the sake of our health. If a physician tells a person that you are suffering from diabetes, and one more chocolate or sweet and you will be a candidate for the Brook Street Cemetery, she has to tell him that. Then see how that person restrains himself. So to go to the cemetery where we will have to go someday, every person will have to go to the cemetery someday. Meaning wherever he is going to die, if he drowns in the ocean, that's his cemetery. If he is eaten up by the lion in Kruger National Park, then that's his cemetery, the lion's stomach. But he'll have to go somewhere. But generally we refer to the Qabristan. So we don't want to go to the Qabristan, so we give up so many different kinds of foods on the physician's advice. And at the hospitals and everywhere, when there's a patient in there, and the doctor just went in, checked up the patient, and he came outside, all the family members excited. What's wrong with the patient? How long will it take? Will he recover from this operation? Or they will ask the patient when they go to visit the patient, what did the doctor say? What did the specialist say? So our physical ailments, we are really concerned. And there's nothing wrong with it. The body is an amanat. It's a trust from Allah Ta'ala. We must look after our bodies. So there's nothing wrong in asking those doctors and physicians and the patient, what's wrong? But when it comes to our spiritual side then, so he zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de, asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. As I mentioned many times, that if we want to really experience that change, lots of people they say that I make namaz 5 times a day. So is namaz the only thing? It is a farz. How much of sins did we give up? Because taqwa has to be the giving up of sins. He zaruri gunahon ko bhi chhod de, asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. There's one person who was sitting by the graveyard for many, many days. Now, every time people come there to read at the grandfather's grave or the mother's grave or sister's grave, somebody's grave, then they see this person standing there at the graveyard gate. So they asked him, what's the problem? A couple of days now we're seeing you sitting here. He says, no, that one man is owing me a lot of money. Every time I ask him, he says, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. He doesn't want to pay. So he's going to come here one day. So I'd rather wait here for him. So now the people that saw him there, they went and told that man, this man is waiting for you at the graveyard. So then he said, I'd rather pay him quickly now. So why wait for somebody like that? He zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de, asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Bil yaqeen paayega nisbate awliya, bil yaqeen paayega nisbate awliya, jiske dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan. Bil yaqeen paayega nisbat-e-awliya, jiske dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan. If you want the nisbat of the awliya, then we have to attach our hearts to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And life will not become boring, we will not become abnormal people on the surface of the earth. That person who is a wali of Allah Ta'ala, he is the perfect human being, he is a normal person. But just that, when we are living in an abnormal society, then the normal person looks abnormal and the abnormal person looks normal. When everyone is engaging in a certain kind of sin, and now there somebody says that, no, but this is haram, it is not the right thing to do, we should organize it in this manner, or we should separate the facilities of men and women, there shouldn't be such kind of intermingling. So they look at this person. This looks very abnormal in our society. So the normal person looks abnormal. So bil yaqeen paayega nisbat-e-awliya, jiske dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan.
شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. If a person has to ask someone that which is the most beloved city to you, he says, my most beloved city is the city in which my beloved stays. The city in which my beloved stays is the most beloved. If that is the case, phir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun? What must I say about the lazzat and enjoyment of being in Madina Sharif? Kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. How I wish that Madina Sharif was my place of residence. Because my mehboob Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mehboob of Allah ta'ala is there. But again, I've explained many, many times that it's not just the staying there, it's not just the going and comings, it's not a status symbol that people go there and come back. It is with what azmat and ihtiram we stay on that Mubarak land. And what kind of love and muhabbat we have for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what kind of amal and actions we engage in when we are there. Phir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota madine mein mera watan. Sheher-e-mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو, زندہ باد اے وطن, زندہ باد اے وطن. ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے, وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے, ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے. اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن, ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے. اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن. نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل, اے چمن میں کوئی جیسے رش کے چمن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah 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 Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallahu illallah 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 illallahu illallah
alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin was salatu was salamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursalin sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah, Oh my most tolerant Allah, Oh my Sattar al-Uyub Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah. We have extended our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. This very minute, my beloved Allah, this moment in time, you are watching us. You are listening to us. Ya Allah, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. Ya Allah, you are aware of the nadamat and the shame that we are experiencing in our hearts. All the sins that we have committed in our past. My beloved Allah, from the time we became of age up till now, how much we have disobeyed you. How much of your bounties and ni'mats we used for your disobedience. The great bounties of sight and hearing and speech. The great bounties of hands and feet. The great bounties of heart and mind. The great bounties of wealth. Ya Allah, we used so much of it for your disobedience. If there had been another Allah, He would have shaken the ground beneath our feet. He would have sent the gale force winds against us. He would have destroyed us with the tsunamis. But my beloved Allah, how tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel around. My beloved Allah, you are still showering your ni'mats and bounties 24 hours of the day. We haven't shown gratitude for your ni'mats. The great ni'mat of Islam and Iman, my beloved Allah, we have shown no gratitude. Oh, my beloved Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you. We have taken your Mubarak name. Ya Allah, after the recitation of the Naat Sharif, my beloved Allah, we are now extending our begging bowls before you. You are well aware of our conditions, my Allah. We cannot conceal our hearts from you. My beloved Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has informed us that you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Ay mere Allah, ay mere Rahim, Kareem Allah, ay mere Rabbe Kareem, humare gunahon ko maaf farma, forgive each and every one of us. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہے تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں My beloved Allah, where do we go? There is no other door for us that we can tap. There is no other hope for us in which we can beg. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins, then we will face nothing but destruction in this world, in the qabr and in the akhir. Oh, my beloved Allah, don't turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our disobedience. We are acknowledging every weakness of ours. My beloved Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins and weaknesses. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. Day and night, my beloved Allah, we trample upon the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We violate your ahkam. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Hey Rabbi Kareem, oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, Tere Siwa Hamara Koi Sahara Nahi. Tere Siwa Hamara Koi Sahara Nahi. Tere Siwa Koi Hamara Nahi. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But my beloved Allah, where do we go if you have to reject us? We know that nafs and shaitan are our declared enemies, yet we have made them our bosom pals and friends. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of embarrassment, shame, disgrace, humiliation. Nafs and shaitan, my beloved Allah, hasn't given anyone respect and dignity and honor. Ya Allah, you want to give us a life of happiness, dignity, honor, respect. My beloved Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, ऐ मेरे मौला, मेरी मदद कर, चाहता हूँ मैं तेरी पना. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for even a single minute. My Rahim Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirah. Ya Allah, our lives in your control, our sight, our hearing, our speech in your control, the ground on which we walk in your control, the heavens and the earth in your control, whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean, up above the heavens, it's all your kingdom, my Allah. Where can we escape your might and your sight? Ya Allah, give us the realization that you are well aware of every action and every deed of ours. Give us the himmat and courage to throw out of our lives and homes all those things that are causing so much of corruption and fitnas. My beloved Allah, make us like lions against our nafs. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Give us shifa from all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Whether their people are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us, whosoever is suffering from any kind of ailment, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy, of evil passions and desires. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the itaat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our time, in our life, in every ni'mat and bounty that you bless us with. My beloved Allah, give us the himmat to make salah 5 times a day with jamaat for the men. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if farz. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all rights of parents, children, brothers, sisters, wives, husbands, whoever's rights, my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill those rights. Give us the tawfiq and himmat to return to whomsoever, whatever is due. Bless us with a life of peace and happiness and contentment and satisfaction. A life of tawakkul in you, my beloved Allah. Bless us with a life of qanaat, of zuhud, of shukr. Ey mere Allah, bless us with a life of taqwa and piety. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. My beloved Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh wa da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gash talim ijtimaat ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris khanqahon ko qubool farma. Tamam deeni anjumanon ko qubool farma. Bless every work of deen with the tawfiq of ikhlas, my Allah. Ikhlas ki daulat se hame mala maal farma. Riya se, ujub se, shirk se, kufar se, hamari hifazat farma. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hoon? Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Woh ho jaye mera. پہ ہو جاؤ اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا یا رحیم ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouths, bottle of wine in our hands, or adultery or fornication or watching some filth and haram on the television or internet. When the time of our departure comes from this world, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Sheher-e-Mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai, wohi hai watan. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun? کاش ہوتا مدینے پہ میرا ہوتا تمنا ہے گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا وہاں کے گلشنوں میں میرا بھی کوئی چمن ہوتا دیار قدس میں زندگی بسر ہوتی وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا یا رحیم if it is not destined there wherever it may be let it be in a state that you are pleased with us mouth of barakat protect us from the azab of qabr the azab of jahannam cause us to cross pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ummat is suffering around the globe, my Allah. We know we are the cause, the major cause of the suffering of the ummat. Ya Allah, forgive us and the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Remove the suffering, the pain, the difficulties, the tests, the trials, the hardships of the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, Sudan, in all parts of the world, my Allah. Ummat ko ek kar de aur nek kar de. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives and the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, bless the entire mankind with hidayat and guidance. But those who have become obstinate, they've made up their minds, they will continue with tyranny, oppression and suppression. Then, my beloved Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth. Cause the planes to crash and the ships to sink. Create division amongst their rank. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, over his life he made du'as for the ummat. His main concern was the ummat. How much of sacrifices he made for the ummat. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for the ummat. And Ya Allah, protect us from all the fitnas, corruption and mischief that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection from. Protect us and the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and everyone who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after zikrullah. Ya Allah, apne fazal se, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the test, the trial, the sicknesses, diseases of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With great hope in you, my Allah, we have raised our hands. Ya Allah, remove those difficulties, those pain, those suffering and those problems. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.